Joining us now is Jessica Stern. She's a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of the book Terror in the Name of God. As we just heard, Spanish authorities now believe that the terrorists behind the Madrid bombings are Moroccans who have ties to the Islamic group responsible for a string of suicide bombings in Casablanca last May. Is it presumed that this group is part of a larger terrorism network linked to Al-Qaeda?
Yes, I think it is. I think we need to see bin Laden and Al-Qaeda as playing an inspirational role more than the role of a commander or operational leaders. There are a wide variety of local, regional groups with ties to Al-Qaeda in some cases, but the main thing is that they're promoting the same agenda.
So it's not clear. I guess I'm wondering, is it presumed that Osama bin Laden would have some sort of foreknowledge of this, since it's thought that he's holed up somewhere in Afghanistan or in the northern territories of Pakistan? Is it possible that he gets advanced knowledge of these attacks by courier or some other means?
I think it's possible, but I think what's even more frightening is the possibility that these attacks are entirely autonomous, that these groups that are, in essence, the children of Al-Qaeda, are now attacking the New World Order, attacking the West on their own initiative without clear guidance.
Well, what does that say, then, about the nature of Al-Qaeda? If someone can go to a camp, come back, surround himself with a few friends, and claim to be connected or somehow tethered to Osama bin Laden?
It's become a fashionable dystopic ideology. It's quite fashionable to say that my group and I are linked with Al-Qaeda, my group and I that are trying to destroy the New World Order or trying to change Spain's policy or change the outcome of the elections.
Does that explain in part the gap between the claim that we hear from U.S. officials who repeatedly tell us that Al-Qaeda is weakened or on the run, balanced against the fact that these attacks continue all over the globe?
I think it does. I think the administration keeps telling us, and rightly so, how many known leaders of the original Al-Qaeda organization it has captured or have been killed, and that is very good news. The problem is that the group continues to evolve. It really has become a movement that is inspiring individuals and groups all over the world that often have local or regional agendas, but they can sometimes be acting together with a few Al-Qaeda members, or perhaps one or two of their members have actually been trained in Afghanistan, but not even necessarily any link whatsoever.
What does that mean for counterterrorism efforts?
Unfortunately, it means that the job is far more difficult.
With the outcome of the Spanish elections and the sudden victory of a socialist candidate on the heels of the bombing, could this embolden terrorists who might now see violence as a lever to control the ballot process?
Yes, I'm afraid that it can. I see this as actually quite bad news. I think this really will excite terrorists all over the world, especially those that are sympathetic to Al-Qaeda's agenda.
I'm wondering if you view this not just in terms of emboldening those terrorists who affiliate themselves in some way with Al-Qaeda, but also other terrorist groups around the world.
Yes, I think that terrorists do learn from one another's failures and successes. And yes, although Spain clearly is not turning its back on the war on terrorism, the fact that the election changed, that Spain has changed its policy about its involvement in Iraq, yes, I think it will be perceived as a victory for terrorists, and it will embolden other groups.
One last thing quickly. The Madrid bombings were different than the Casablanca bombings or the 9/11 attacks in one key way. The train bombings in Madrid did not involve suicide bombings. What do you make of that?
Well, I think suicide bombing, it can be quite efficient in terms of the number of people killed and the number of terrorists lost, but it's even more efficient if terrorists can get away with a bombing where they don't actually have to put at risk any lives, any friendly lives at all.
Jessica Stern, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Jessica Stern teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and she's the author of the book Terror in the Name of God.